Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
The construction industry in Namibia relies heavily on the expertise of qualified professionals to ensure projects are completed on time, within budget, and to the highest standards. Now, playing a pivotal role in this process is the Institute of Namibian Quantity Surveyors, a statutory institution dedicated to promoting excellence within the field. Now, joining me is the president of the INQS, Mr. Frikkie Yorda. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Could you briefly take us through the role of the Namibia Institute for Quantity Surveyors and who INQS caters for?
Yes, Maggie. All our board members of the INQS have specific objectives that we strive for. And these objectives derive directly from our constitution, the constitution of the INQS. So I can read it to you. To advance and promote the science and practice of quantity surveying and cognitive matters, to uphold the dignity of the profession of quantity surveying, to watch over, promote, and protect the common interest of its members, to afford opportunity to the interchange and recording of knowledge, research, and experience of quantity surveying, and to promote high standards of professional competence and integrity. The INQS caters for all qualifying and qualified professionals, of which we have 97 qualified professionals. We've got 88 normal board members, of which 62 are quality surveyors in training. And we also have 12 student members. We also cater for the quantity surveying practices, of which we have 38, which include five at the coast. So all these entities benefit from our services.
Yeah. Now, the INQS is currently running a campaign educating those in the construction sector on the importance of quantity surveyors. Can you elaborate a bit more on that?
Yes. Our main message with this campaign is that the quantity surveyor can bring better cost management, project efficiency, risk mitigation, contract management, quality assurance, and value for money. To boost our campaign, we already hosted two business breakfasts, the one here in Windhoek and one at the coast, during which one of our senior quantity surveyors had a very informative talk about the necessary role that the quantity surveyor plays. Both these breakfasts were attended by esteemed clients from our banks, also from the different financial institutions. We also had private developers there, and they all were very, very positive about these breakfasts. We also embarked on a one-year future media flight club advertisement campaign with Nova FM and also Umanura.
Now, can you take us through the built environment bodies in Namibia and explain why some are compulsory and non-compulsory?
In Namibia, the built environment is overseen by several key bodies and organizations. Starting with the architects and the quantity surveyors, which are still both of these institutions are still operating under the same act, the Act for Quantity Surveyors, Architects and Quantity Surveyors of 1979. Both the professions have their own institutes. the architects. We have the NIA, the Namibia Institute of Architects. And on the Qantas Surveyor side, we have the NIQIS, Namibia Institute for Quantity Surveyors. And both these two professions are overseen and regulated by one council, the NCAQS, which is the Namibia Council for Architects and Quantity Surveyors. Registration with the council is compulsory, and if the two institutions side they want to be registered with the council, they must be enrolled with the particular institutes. As far as the engineers are concerned, we've got their profession is regulated by the ECM, the Engineering Council of Namibia, which registration is compulsory. The ECN also has its own association. That's the ASEN, and that's the Association of Consulting Engineers of Namibia, which represents the consulting engineering firms. For the contractors, we have the CIF, which is the Construction Industries Federation of Namibia, and registration with that federation is non-compulsory. As of late, we also have the Green Building Council of Namibia, which is at this stage very small, but they are active. You asked about the compulsory or non-compulsory.
Yeah.
Why the ECN and also the Namibia Council for Architects and Conservators are compulsory to register. Both these bodies are statutory bodies and that are mandated by legislation to protect the public regarding the services from these two entities.
Now, why is it necessary or important to appoint or make use of the services of a quantity surveyor?
Maybe if I tell you that the Bible tells us to do it. In Luke chapter 14, verses 28, it says, "For which of you, intending to build a tower, sit not down first and count the costs to see whether it will be possible to do or to finish?" For me, the question was rather not be why it is necessary to appoint, but why is it necessary to appoint or make use of a quantity surveyor right from the start of the project. It is crucial to appoint a quantity surveyor at the inception stage of a project in order to assist the designing team in reaching a cost-effective design which suits the client's needs. The quantity surveyor looks at a project from a neutral point of view to provide to alternative solutions and identifies elements which could be missing in the original design. Due to economic factors and price fluctuations, the quantity surveyors can also assist in suggesting materials which are readily available to the client at market-related costs. The project estimate is a good guideline for the client and the design team to determine the scope of the works and the extent of the finishes. Eliminating the financial uncertainty reduces the need for costly redesign and loss of time. The project estimate will be beneficial to the client's financial planning and funding requirements. QSs are highly trained and qualified professionals who specialize in managing the cost and contracts of construction projects. They are experts in construction economics, procurement, and work closely with clients, contractors, and architects and other stakeholders to ensure efficient cost management and successful project completion.
Yeah. Which makes it very crucial to start with a quantity surveyor from the start.
From the beginning.
From the get-go. So then could you explain the dangers of working on a square meter rate?
Yeah, working on a square meter rate to do
a very common.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. To do an estimate of a certain project can be very risky and inaccurate because of the following reasons. Most of the time when you do the calculation of a square meter rate, you take it from a similar building that was constructed earlier and completed. However, you have to consider the following factors to make it more accurate. You could ask the question, are the two buildings of the same size, of this same shape? Because that can have an influence. Are the finishes between the two buildings the same? Floor finishes, roof finishes? Are the two buildings in different regions? Because a building in Winnetou can cost much less than a building in Katimamulilo, for instance. And that has got an influence on your calculation of your square meter rate. You must also consider what is the time span between the completion dates or the construction dates of these two projects. You can also maybe take into consideration your ground conditions, because there are some places that you've got collapsible soil that will definitely hike your price in foundation structure. Should all these factors be taken into account and consideration with calculation of square meter rate, this method will be a little bit more accurate, but it's still risky to use that method.
Yeah. So then take us through the employer or client red flags that one should be aware of.
When dealing with employers or clients in construction projects, it's important to watch out for certain red flags. Like, for instance, unrealistic expectations, a resistance of the client to sign contracts or legal agreements, unclear project scope, and you don't know exactly what the scope is because of lack of information from the client, poor communication, financial instability, signs of financial instability such as delays in payments to the contractors will raise a red flag. Lack of references of track records, limited or questionable references must always be handled very carefully and taken care of. And then also poor reputation in the industry. Negative feedback from industry peers must be taken very seriously and handled. Being aware of these red flags can help contractors and consultants access potential risks and make informed decisions before entering into agreements with employers and clients.
Yeah. Now, what are the basic requirements to get financed approval in the area?
First and foremost, the client must have a feasible and workable financial program. The question can be asked whether the project will be completed within the estimate. Many financial institutions these days insist on having a quantity surveyor on board from the beginning to do the necessary estimates, cost estimates, and also to do the bulk of quantities. Financial institutions will definitely ask the following questions: whether you have a financial plan or not from the client, or from the client, proof of income, credit history, identification, also your address of where you stay. You must have a proof of that. Employment details, if you're a client that's employed, who is your employer? Is your income reliable? If there's a property involved, you will have to have a valuation of that property. Down payments, many times bank institutions will ask for a deposit, and that deposit normally is a percentage of your total cost. Legal documentation, we will ask for legal documentation, your application for the agreement. And then insurance requirements. Is this guy, this client, insured against fire and natural disasters?
And then what are the available agreements at your place?
Firstly, we've got the standard consultancy agreement, the client QS agreement. This agreement is not only a formalization of the professional relationship between the client and the QS, but also serves as a safeguard in the event of disputes. By clearly defining the terms of engagement, expectations, and processes for conflict resolution, it ensures that both the QS and the client have a mutual understanding of the collaboration, which can help prevent misunderstandings and promote a successful partnership throughout the project. Then we've got at the INQs, we've got the normal contracts or agreements. The first one, the agreement and schedule of conditions of building contract. That is your white or your blue forms, form contracts, the one with bills of quantities and the one excluding bills of quantities, the blue form. INQs also offers, and we've got these documents for sale in our offices, various JBCC contracts. The principal building agreement, that's all part of your JBCC contracts. Nominated selected subcontractor agreement, the minor works agreement, the small and simple works agreement, and then also the direct contractor's contract. That is where that document or that contract is being used where a client, before your practical completion, decides to appoint another contractor where there is already main contractor involved.
So then how does one know how to select the right quantity surveyor?
Every registered quantity surveyor will be the right quantity surveyor, and he's supposed to deliver the services expected from him by the client. However, there are QSs that have more experience or that are more qualified in specific types of projects. Depending on the type of project, the following factors might play a role when it comes to selecting the right quantity surveyor for a specific project. Qualifications and experience, specialization, ensure the quality surveyor has expertise in your specific type of project, maybe a residential, maybe a commercial property, maybe infrastructure projects.
Yeah.
Also, reputation. You must check references, client testimonials, and the reviews to gauge reliability and performance. Communication skills. Effective communication and understanding of your project goals and requirements are crucial. Compatibility. You must choose a quantity surveyor working style. You must choose a quantity surveyor whose working style approach align with your project needs and expectations. Availability. Make sure that quantity surveyor is available, that his workload is not too big, and that he can give the necessary attention to your project.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Yarmut, thank you so much for your time.
The Lead Story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.